Jerry Bader Show, 1050. Actually, I will confess, I heard this on another radio station this morning. Erin Andrews is replacing Pam Oliver in the marquee spot in Fox coverage of NFL football. Pam Oliver, who is my age, has been that marquee sideline reporter. Well, I know she, the furthest back memory I can think of, and I know she's been doing it longer than that, is the 1996 NFC Championship game where the Panthers were at Lambeau. And I just remember every time she was in a really cold game at Lambeau, you could just tell, you know, I could be doing this game in Dallas or Miami or Oakland or wherever. It might be warmer. But I have a lot of professional respect for her. I always thought she was very, very good. There's a lot of speculation. Erin Andrews is younger. Is it that sort of thing? Well, it might be. I mean, she, by the way, she's not, she continues, but just not in that capacity. She'll focus on long form pieces and specials, according to the report. Fox, by the way, stole Erin Andrews away from ESPN back in 2012. There is some speculation that, and I don't know, that Pam Oliver has never been the same physically, medically, since getting hit with a ball. Remember, she suffered a serious concussion. I don't know. But it is kind of an end of an era. I'll admit, I thought she's a beautiful woman. I always have. But beyond that sexism that I just, and I'll admit that's a little bit of sexism, except I first said she was a consummate professional. I really thought she was very, very, very good at her job. And I think you can get away with pointing out that she's very, very good looking if you also point out and stress her professionalism. And I really thought she was very good at that. I felt the sideline reporter has become something of a cliche. And I thought she rose above that. I really did. I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why do liberals fall over themselves when it comes to American exceptionalism? They want to somehow disavow American exceptionalism without really disavowing it, and they end up looking like idiots. The latest contestant in this game, John Kerry, come on down, Secretary of State. Kerry, I get a little uptight when I hear politicians say how exceptional we are. All right, uptight. That's a 60s phrase. Actually, it's not even a real word. As John Kerry travels from country to country on various diplomatic missions, writes the Weekly Standard, as Secretary of State, he often addresses the staff and their families at the U.S. embassies in the countries he visits. Remarks at these informal gatherings are often more casual than the usual speeches or press appearances, and Kerry often jokes with the staff and recognizes employees of long standing with the State Department. Monday, Kerry had one such opportunity in Vienna, the last stop on his most recent trip, and towards the end of his talk, he recalled his two Yale commencement speeches, 48 years apart, where he discussed sort of the world we're in and America's place in it. I was privileged to speak to the graduating class of Yale this year, and it was particularly a pleasure because it happened to turn out to be literally, I hate to say it, 48 years to the day that I was privileged to speak as a graduating senior to my own class. And I talked to them about sort of the world we're in right now. But at the end, I try to remind them all, which I remind you of, I get always a little uptight when I hear politicians say how exceptional we are. Not because we're not exceptional, but because it's kind of in your face. And a lot of other people are exceptional. A lot of other places do exceptional things. Despite his profession of uptightness on the topic, Kerry went on to close out his remarks explaining what he believes makes America uniquely exceptional. But we are exceptional in a certain way that no other nation is. I thought you just said we weren't. We're not defined by thousands of years of history. We're not defined by ethnicity. We're not defined by bloodline or by anything except an idea. And that idea was expressed in the Declaration of Independence and in our Constitution. The idea that people were created equal and that all people have a chance to aspire for greatness for anything they want. Pretty amazing, right? So think about that. It's the only country that is literally united and formed around and whose rule of law is based on that idea, one idea, and it's pretty special. So thank you for representing it. Thank you. And then, okay, now the polite applause from the State Department crowd there, the embassy crowd. I agree with the part that he disagrees with himself on. And that is, it is our very fabric, and I said this on the 3rd of July. American exceptionalism is in its construction. We are the freest country in the world, which is why we have been as exceptional as we are. We have the freedom to produce and create and innovate and imagine like no other country does. That is what makes us exceptional, not just that potential, but the way we've realized that potential. So what Kerry wants to celebrate is just the exceptionalism of our human potential, but not the results we've seen over the years. He celebrates the fact that our Constitution allows us, hypothetically, to him, American exceptionalism is purely hypothetical. I mean, we have the opportunity to be exceptional. We're not really that much more exceptional, but if we would just live up to the promise of the Declaration and the Constitution, then we would be as exceptional as we might be. So you could say he was against American exceptionalism before he was for it, or he was for it before he was against it. I'm not really sure. He sounds like an idiot either way. But because liberals bristle at the notion that we are superior in a moral position or in any other way to the rest of the world drives them nuts. Their self-loathing of this country has them tripping over themselves constantly on this issue. I teased something I am not going to get to, and that is, are conservatives and should conservatives get aboard the prison reform movement? I will get to that tomorrow. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.